If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. I'm hurt, I'm hurt. We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Oh, fuck you, you can't even sing. Yeah, just sing something, get some pussy.
Ooh, baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more.
What's going on, everybody? Organized Chaos Radio Show, episode 10.
I'm saying, son, we got to go get some pussy. That's what he says at the very beginning of that song. I just heard it perfectly.
Well, we do have to. That's what we're going to do after the show, I guess.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, shellac.
All right. We have actually an in-studio guest again. This is 2 weeks in a row. We have Joey from the band Face the King. What's going on, Joey?
What's up, Joey?
Hello.
Hello. Talk into the microphone. Don't sit 100 miles away from it.
Hello.
There we go.
Or pull it over to you.
You think you would know how to talk into a microphone, being that you're in a band and you're singing to one.
Make no, please. Casual. If I was a singer, nobody would come see us.
All right. Before we get into this this show, a little couple pluggies and stuff that we usually do at the beginning of the show, as always. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/organizedchaosradio. Twitter, OC Radio Gaga. Email us at organizedchaosradio@gmail.com. My website is anthonydidomenico.webs.com, and follow me on Twitter, Comic Anthony D.
You can follow me on Bamicle.
Bamicle. He's very lonely over there, so follow him.
Yeah, you know, I could use some followers, I guess. Yeah. I was happy with my little group of followers.
He's got like 3 followers. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's happy about it. How many followers do you have, Joe?
Me? I have like 387.
Well, good for you.
You're for the band or for me?
Well, just no. You're not the whole band. The band, you divide it by 4.
Actually, that's pretty true.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. And well, me and Bill are gonna plug something. We actually have a couple of gigs together.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I'm excited.
You're excited. Tomorrow,
I like working with you.
We're gonna be at Kazan.
Kazan.
At 75 Main Street in Port Washington, 10 p.m. And we'll be at Sip This in Valley Stream on December 11th at 8 p.m.
All night happy hour, I understand, at Kazan's.
Yeah, all night happy hour, like $3 beers. It's going to be
pretty badass. Are you driving?
Yeah, well, of course I'm driving.
All right.
I'm always driving.
Going to cut loose a little bit.
And like I said, we have Joey from Face the King in the studio with us. So, Joey.
Yeah, man, we play your music, and
you play
you
your
are.
Music.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm kind of like I'm like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
You might be.
I really don't say
he's
about
like
it.
A pretty cool guy. And everybody follow Joey on Facebook at Joey Nunn and follow Face the King at Face the King. Now, how long has Face the King been around for?
We've been around about 3 years. Started when me and Eric and the band's here ended. We started Face the King up. I worked a little bit too hard to kind of lose him as a singer when we broke up. Mm. So I decided we were going to start something new and something fresh, and it was awesome. And we came from pretty much nothing and made a lot. And we got a great lineup now, and took a few member changes to finally get the right lineup. And
as always in any band, I guess, right?
What's the toughest spot to get? Is it a singer?
Yeah. Yeah, if Eric left, we'd probably be done.
You need that front man, right? That suave front man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He's got an incredible smolder.
I like that word.
I've been staying with him, and I usually wake up to it. So you're saying
the front man is, see, I think, like a drummer.
It's
a backbone of the band.
It's cool if you have, I think.
No, Randy was actually, when we were getting our new drummer in here, Randy was actually our first audition that we brought in, and he was the part right away, and we knew. And
he
comes from a totally different background than we do, and you know, we're really into the rock scene, and Eric's really into the ambient thing.
Okay.
Dan's into...
What's ambient?
Ambient.
Ambient. Well, I don't know what that means.
Like
I know what ambient is. I don't know what ambient is.
Ambient music. Like a little more spacey kind of sound.
Oh, okay, cool.
Big atmospheric
sounds. We got to play some bands, some ambient bands.
Yeah. Like
ambient music.
I don't know any ambients.
Oh, we got to find them. They can Twitter us and all that stuff.
We tell bands and this shit into us all the time. And so far, you and the Alien Nation... the only ones that sent us stuff. You know,
I like
you
the Alien Nation.
I have no idea who they
are. Alien Tribe. Native Alien Tribe.
I like them.
I'm afraid of aliens. I'm
They're a good band.
You should see the logo. The logo's scary.
Yeah. I wouldn't seek them out then.
No.
They're pretty good, though. No. Let me ask you, is your drummer always late? Because I heard this is a... No, because this is a thing, like, with bands. The drummer's always late.
Bill's my drummer.
The answer is yes.
Drummers are always
late? He is always late, but will never make us late anywhere.
So, Bill, you would be a drummer then.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I kind of identify with that.
Anthony said you move at your own pace.
Yeah, yes, well, absolutely. I try not to inconvenience people, but...
No, he doesn't inconvenience anybody.
I'm inconvenienced right now.
Well, it's not Bill's fault. It's the Fuckface McGillicuddy show that was in here before. I never seen a vagina show. That's even the ones that have them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you know.
It's fucking...
They generally can't see that.
See, I was late, so I was really so inconvenienced.
You know what, though? I told you 7:30, so I know you're going to show up about 7:35. But
hey, that was good, right? That was kind of impressive.
They called me today and like, oh, can you switch? Do us a favor? Yeah, no problem. Fucking 45 minutes later.
No plug today. That's what happens. No plug.
No plug. Yeah, fuck it.
We're recording out of our basement.
We're in the Massachusetts School of Broadcasting.
Exactly.
We're not going to be recording here too much longer if things go according to plan.
The Phoenix School of Broadcasting.
Because Governor's is building a radio station inside Governor's, which is going to be cool. We record our podcast there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait till that happens.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I want more band stuff.
You can have that guy from Connecticut come down and be your guest, and he will laugh.
That guy, when I come here, they make you watch the video, and the guy is just like shit face. Like, come to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You can learn how to do some radio shit.
Yeah, I caught it on a glimpse of it.
Like Dick Johnson's name.
It's like, why are they watching a 1948 broadcast?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's that?
You could be like Casey Kasem, Soupy Sales, and all the other greats.
The next Casey Kasem.
You could be the next. You're the next Casey Kasem.
I like that when they said about Seacrest, he's like the next Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good for him.
You know how happy he is that Dick Clark is dead?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He has been waiting forever.
With bated breath.
He doesn't have to do that countdown anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been really enjoying the years where he keeps missing a number and catching himself back up.
No.
A couple years ago, he was like 10, 11, 9. Like, went back up.
I mean, I feel bad the dude had a stroke and everything, but... Yeah. Why do you have to put him in front of the television?
Well, here's what's crazy. I can't imagine. Maybe he wants it, but I feel like they're just like, get out there.
He had no idea what he wanted.
That's what I'm saying. They had to put him out there.
He just had that smile, and he had no idea where he was.
Oh, he was lost. Yeah, he was a zombie.
They'd be like, hey, countdown from 10.
It's the greatest city in the world.
Like the zombie apocalypse was happening right on television.
Definitely. I was just thinking that same thing.
Bad. When our fans end up hearing this, they think we are so sweet on Twitter.
Oh man,
I'm
probably gonna have to put a warning up on this one.
They're like One Direction on Twitter.
Oh no, yeah, you might have to.
Actually, somebody sent some questions in.
Because they got a following.
No, it's not even from this guy. Ray Kerr, who's the only guy that sends questions. Here are some. We're going to do the questions, music questions for tonight.
No, I want to do the comedy questions first.
You want to do the comedy questions first? Okay, the guy's sending comedy questions and music questions.
Wow. We'll
do comedy questions first.
Well, is he going to? Because we.
Anthony, who is your biggest influence, male or female?
I told him these. He memorized them. My biggest comedy influence is Howard Stern.
Is he male or female?
He's male.
Okay. Really? Howard Stern.
I'm not interested in the name, just
Bill,
the gender.
I'm going to throw you a question now, Bill. Okay. What was the first joke you told on stage? Second part, where and when?
It was the shit joke was the first successful joke because it's a shit joke. and I told it at the New York Comedy Club. That was the club where I popped my cherry.
Oh, all right.
New York Comedy Club.
Here's another question. It goes, where you got the biggest laugh of all time?
That's
mirror.
A tough one.
The mirror? I think Joey got the biggest. We used to work at King Cullen together, and he used to make me piss myself all the time.
The mirror.
On all the kosher meat.
On all the kosher meat. So that's where he got his biggest laugh. I don't know where I got my biggest laugh. I really don't remember.
Yeah, that's a tough one because that's what I'm going to say. Sometimes they laugh. Well, you're just so happy that they're laughing, and the intensity, you're not like, well, it's more like a 10. I don't know.
Here's a question I don't get, but I'll try to figure it out. How hard is it not to be on a stage somewhere, someplace, performing your act? Are you always on? No, because I'm a person, and What are people always on? Like, hey.
I don't like those people.
No, I don't like them either. If you're always on, you're a penis face.
Usually. I actually built the stage in my house, and that's what I sleep on. Yeah. I eat on it also.
I'm like Robert De Niro in King of Comedy. I have a wall just full of fake people,
you're
and I
constantly ready to go.
And I'm always performing.
I have a mechanical stage. It gets me from point A to point B.
There we go.
Never stops.
He drives his stage everywhere.
It's a mobile stage, yep. Like the one from the street fair. I just go in the back.
We have some music questions, Joey. These are all for you because we don't play instruments. What is it like playing in a band that gets along well both on stage and off?
Well, it's good because if we didn't get along, it wouldn't be fun. And we kind of made the agreement that if it's not fun anymore, we're going to stop playing with each other. It just doesn't sound right.
In the band? Or?
No. We'll always play with each other, but just maybe not in the band.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, here you go. What made you want to play in a band besides getting all the hot chicks?
Oh, great question.
That is ridiculous. Only play in a band to get hot chicks.
He does. He told me pictures on his phone. Ridiculous.
Really?
Ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I did not. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I play in a band to get hot chicks.
Plays in a band to get hot chicks. Please. Okay, ready? Are you proud to be a musician, and will this always be in your future?
I'm regretful to be a musician.
Yeah.
No. I'm proud. It's really cool. And I started playing when I was 15, and I kind of just knew that it was like what I wanted to do. So I don't think I'd ever stop, whether I'm pursuing music as my career or if I, get really old. Yeah. I'll still play. Cause
you can still play when you're really old.
It's honestly, it's a big release for me, and it kind of gets me through my day. And I honestly couldn't imagine life like without music.
Yeah, those music tattoos would be stupid then if you didn't play music.
You know, I'm getting this one fixed because it looks like somebody coughed AIDS on it.
Yeah, it does. It looks like you get AIDS all over your arm.
Awful.
Okay.
To the hot chicks, I do not have one AIDS.
Here's one more question. What's your biggest regret in life and music?
Oh, my God. That's a loaded question.
Loaded.
Wow. Biggest regret in life?
My biggest regret in life. Can we come back like later for that
no,
one?
Do
I gotta think about it. I don't know. I don't regret anything. I'm awesome.
All right. What's your biggest regret in music?
Mercurial.
That was a bad user before.
Yeah, I remember. No, my biggest regret in music is probably like not starting when I was like 8 and then knowing how to play like I play now. Then
okay, that's a good.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Because if I wrote the music I wrote now, and I was like 92, we would be revolutionary.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in the words of Eric. My biggest regret is that I didn't write Happy Birthday, because how many people sing that song?
Yeah, I know.
You had to have the royalties to that.
That's the most famous song of all time.
Do they have royalties to that? Somebody does,
Someone's
I think,
got
right?
Oh,
God,
rights.
That guy's been so dead for so long.
Yeah, but like,
you can't pass it on to his grandchildren. For that reason, you can't sing it in restaurants? Like, every restaurant has to sing it a stupid way?
No, I think so.
They have to sing some cunty song.
Happy birthday. And they all have different ones, and they clap, and they got all the shit
dance,
on.
And they do shit, and I never tell anybody it's my birthday in the restaurants.
That. Yeah.
Let's see what we got going on here.
I specifically don't tell them it's my birthday because I don't want the whole restaurant being like, oh, look, they're bringing a fat kid some cake.
Yeah. Like, they bring it to you. Leave me alone. And you're like, I want to eat this in my room with the lights off, my pants down. I don't want any part of this now.
This is not meant for people to see.
So it's very interesting. We have Joey in because we love the band Face the King. But me and Joey have a little history.
Yeah. What's your guy's link?
Anthony's not allowed to fuck a girl unless I've fucked her first.
That's basically he's my.
That's kind of.
You guys are Eskimo brothers.
Joey is my Eskimo brother. We're not going to mention names because we just got the. We don't want to mention names. But Joey, you want to tell the story? Because when you tell it's funny.
I tell it so eloquently.
He does.
I had a girlfriend for like 2 years, and then she cheated on me. Not with him.
Oh, okay.
And then she got back together with me because I'm naive.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucked Anthony afterwards while I was still dating
her. Wow.
Me and Anthony didn't talk for a little while, but then I reconnected with him and I said, dude, I get it now. Thanks for getting me out of that.
Wow.
That was my friend.
He was making a friend move.
No, I still feel like a piece of shit to this day.
This is all the listeners feeling really awkward. And
it's awkward right now.
Everyone's like.
No, it was a bad situation. I never did anything like that before in my life and I probably never will again.
Probably until I get another girlfriend.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you're gonna be like, "Oh my god, I'm on the prowl."
No, I would never do that. I go by besides that one time I do follow Guy Code. And I would never do that again. But yeah, that was our history. We worked together. We were he was at my first engagement party.
Wow.
Yeah, I got engaged for the first time. He came and
twice. That's crazy.
Well, he didn't come to the second.
No, I meant okay.
Okay, I get it. All right.
It's like he knows everything.
He knows. He came twice at the party.
That's why I wore white pants. Nobody ever had any idea.
I didn't know what was going on.
Just but held on to something.
But yeah, we were, yeah, I used to go to all the shows. Like, you know, we were friends.
And that's pretty
friends
wild.
Again, which is, you know, which is.
Friends to the end.
Yeah. You never let girls get in the way.
Yeah, I know. That's when that it comes is Guy down Code, to yeah.
Because, you know, I realized he had told me, like, after he had broken up, like, I did him a big favor. I didn't realize how big a favor I did until a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Then somebody else did you a favor.
Someone did me that big favor. Yeah. And so that I know exactly. Yeah, we used to work King Kong together. We used to cause trouble and
yeah, we did
mess with people.
Yeah, we did.
So, what are some deli horror stories? Like, what? Because you tell that joke about the guy. You have a couple of jokes about these people.
Yeah,
Todd.
No, okay. There was this guy that used to come into King Kong. His name was Todd. Now we called him Retod. I'm not saying that we were politically correct or anything, you know, but we called him Retod.
If you saw him, you'd understand.
It actually, that's very clever.
Before he got his leg amputated, he would come in.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
He would come in, and he had the cane, and he talked like...
Oh, man.
What I heard about him was that he was shot.
Oh, okay.
And yes, he in the heroin. Head. Oh, because he was in like a heroin deal or something. It was like he was a drug addict who was shot.
Like so, he talks like Marufuko.
Yeah, he sold. He sued the police department, got money, and blew it all. He's a compulsive gambler.
Wow,
he blew it all up his nose.
Up his nose. So he would come into King Cullen, and he would with the cane and everything. Then he got his leg amputated. Now he would come into King Cullen, and he would always like reach for the samples. And I like we'd pull him away, and we would call him Retod. That's how like asshole we were.
I am a really polite guy now.
Yeah, but what happened?
Much more polite than I was.
Todd used to use the bathroom on the first floor. Now I never. This is funny. He used to go in there, and the store manager started doing this. He would go in, and we'd be like, as soon as he, and you hear, oh, fucking him, man.
You could have fallen in. You know, I didn't
take my 15-minute break, but he's in the bathroom. I think I need to right now.
Every time he went in that bathroom, we would bang on the door, and he would come out like wheeling out, like "What the fuck is that, bitch?"
He was the king.
If he was crossing the street, I'd honk the horn. He'd be like, "Oh, you fucking!" He would get so angry, shake his fist at you.
Going to rah, shake.
Oh, yeah, man. I like a good fish shake.
It was just...
We did have some other characters. We had Charles Manson who used to walk through there.
Charles Manson comes into King Cullen.
Stop dead in his tracks if you were within half a mile of him.
If anybody was near him or anything, he would just stop.
And stare with dead eyes.
Stare.
Oh,
this guy
creepy.
Yeah.
But he looked like Charles Manson.
Charles Manson or Dirty Jesus. That's what I used to call
Dirty
him.
Dirty Jesus.
Because he had the beard. He's very thin. And all he ate was candy. He loved candy bars. Always eating candy bars.
Yes, and liverwurst and bologna.
And liverwurst.
Well.
He would come to the deli counter, and
he's somebody's
just,
Jesus.
He would just he would just stand there, and he wouldn't say he was next or anything. Wouldn't take a number. I would know enough to go over and take his order, and like, can I help you? He's like, liverwurst, bologna. Like, yeah, he would say it once and very slow and
with his inverted ET.
Yeah,
belly.
And then you'd give him the thing. Thank you. And he'd walk away. It was just very
all right.
Very calm.
He's all business.
However, if it was a Sunday, he wouldn't even show up.
No.
Too many people. He would never make it.
He would just stop in his tracks and like not even.
Not too many people dagger eye at.
I see him sometimes driving around Belmore.
He just, drives?
No, I drive. I see him.
God,
oh,
my God.
He walks everywhere. But he, if there's cars around, he just stops where he is and just lets the cars go, and then he goes on his way.
Oh, wow.
He knows, like, but he doesn't want to get anybody's way.
Great pedestrian.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to be when I'm old. I think that's how I'm going to be when I'm old.
Just not getting anybody's way.
Yeah. I don't want to be bothered.
It'd be excellent. And
we work with this guy, Steve, in the deli. he's not going to listen.
I can't now. I'm out. Watching out.
He's got a weird hand. We'll just say that.
Oh, no.
That he used to catch the meat on.
Yeah. He puts his hands like this. and he just flops over.
That's like Scary Movie.
It's a Scary Movie too. Yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah, we used to like put bologna on his shoulder and meat on his shoulder, like when he wasn't looking in.
Take my little hand.
Do you remember?
Yeah, we were such dicks.
We were with this guy named Bill. You remember Bill, right?
Who?
Big Bill.
Bill Maher.
Fucking asshole. It's all he would like curse at people and like they loved him.
Really?
Like he used to do work on the side for people. Like he would like build decks and stuff like that. So this one guy's like, Bill, you never called me. He's like, why the fuck? I'm fucking busy. You think I have time to sit around and call you all day? I shouldn't do it.
I love him. I like guys like that.
So bad.
Yeah.
Who do you want
to? He wanted to bang this old bro that worked there.
Really?
But he used
to. She was the best. And Audrey.
Oh, God.
Wings in Flight over here.
Wings in Flight. This old woman is about 98 years old. She used to work at the deli. And she used to, her arms would like push back. Look, she's flying into the deli. It was like she's in an old airplane just flying in.
That is an old person thing.
But Bill and this guy Morty and Seafood used to hang out. And Morty was a sailor. Old sailor. And he, the mouth like a sailor is a true thing. And they used to fight like girls every night. Like Bill's wife used to had a hookup for Islander tickets. So the thing was you had to give Bill the money. Give it to his wife, and she'd get you the tickets. He got it every time. You get it like 2 days before the event. Morty, though, had to bust Bill's balls every night about getting the tickets. So he would come over, and he'd be like...
Morty's my favorite guy in history.
Yeah, he'd be like, Bill, you know, the tickets, I haven't gotten them yet. And Bill like, fuck it. Tell me what I fucking tell you. I don't have them yet. And I got it fucking 2 days before, and I fucking whine like an old bitch. So Morty's like, you're an old bitch. Like, they do like gravelly voices yelling at each other. So Bill was like, yeah, at least I'm not a fucking, I have hair and some teeth. Like, you know.
And then they'd beat each other with pickles in the fridge.
Yeah, and then they would like throw shit at each other, and then they would go out to eat afterwards. Like,
jeez. I feel
they'd
like
they go to the Scuttlebutt bar.
Yeah, they go, arr.
And that awesome arr. Old man bar.
But he fucking. Bill, we used to have this sauce, like the tomato sauce was called Don Pepino. And Bill looked like the guy in the Don Pepino. He looked like Don Pepino.
That's so unbelievable.
I used to show it to him, like, Bill, look, this is you. And he's like, fuck you, you motherfucker.
Really? Would you get really angry?
Yeah, well, he just could get mad at everything. And I used to sing to him, I go, Don Pepino. Every time he walk in, I'm like, Don Pepino. And he's like, fuck you, you're Don Pepino. Like, everything was fuck you. Like, my dad would come in, and he threw cheese at my dad one day. Like, threw a piece of cheese at him, because my dad was making fun of him. He's like, yeah, fuck you, Tony. He threw cheese at him.
He was always spitting on himself.
Spitting, and he smelled like sweat, because he sweated profusely.
Like,
he would just like a
ferret?
And yeah, he had the weirdest body. Like, his ass was on his neck. We used to make fun of him all the time. Like, his ass was, like, on his neck, and his belly was, like, really low, and, like, all his back was arched.
He was a real-life Picasso.
Yeah.
He was, like, just bizarre-looking. Just strange man.
And
I would not bring him near my children.
His, like...
that I don't have, by the way, again.
And he's always... And he had to tell you about things 100 times. Like, he was like, yeah, like, I just... We were talking about this strip club one day. This guy I work with was telling me he goes to the strip club. Bill's like, I got good lunches. So, like...
And you were like, what the fuck do you care about the lunches?
The guy was
why
like,
the hell are you going for lunch?
Forget about the lunches.
That was Drew.
Yeah, Drew. This guy
Drew the garbage man. I love him.
Yeah, he used to work at night. And like Drew was telling us, and Mike goes, listen, you got to go to this place. And Bill's like, I think lunches are amazing. And so finally Drew's like, what the fuck do you care about the lunches? Like...
He was saying that the lunches at the strip club
were... Yeah, he would go to eat lunch.
Lunch at the strip club is unbelievable.
And I can just imagine. Like,
I said, Bill, I'm going to go experience that right now. And I went to the titty bar.
Did you?
However, I experienced no titties. It was more of a plate of mashed potatoes. I said, this is wonderful. I will take this in the back room. I'll pay for the VIP dance so I can enjoy this myself.
Get out of here.
No, I didn't do that at all.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, that's a great
that's
place.
Way too bizarre to even think about.
Yeah, you can imagine, like...
Because I'm like, wait, there was no strippers? That's,
I was no, upset. they don't come out during lunch because lunch is so good.
You can just imagine Bill Maher sitting there eating. I said his name. You can just imagine, he's probably dead by now anyway. He probably just like eating like lunch and the strippers are dancing.
Just gravy on his stupid body.
This gravy on his stupid body.
Oh my God, lunch at the strip club.
Yeah, lunch at the strip club. It's what he was all about, man. It was just, he used to talk about it all the time.
That's awesome. I want to have lunch at the strip club. That's crazy. Yeah,
we'll go.
I want to go. We got to go one day.
Yeah, because I got good lunch there.
Listen, my ex-girlfriend thought the Cafe Royale was a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told her. I said, we'll go there for lunch one day. See how you enjoy it.
That is awesome.
It's like Hooters, a great place to bring your family. It's like, really?
Is it though? It's not a bad place.
No, it's not.
You know, I figure
if I'm going out with the family, there's a better places, I think. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I would like I like the wings at Hooters.
Definitely, me and my son will have lunch at the strip club.
We'll have lunch there. I figure while we got Joey in here, we should play a song from his band.
Yeah, of course. We usually do, but we should play more.
Yeah, we usually play more. He only sent me a couple. He's got to send me more. Yeah. I'm not paying for shit. Seriously.
Who, me?
Yeah, send me a bunch of MP3s and shit.
We don't even have a bunch.
Well,
there's 9 total.
Here is a new one.
That's an album?
Yeah, it's within 2 EPs.
Are you making a new album?
We are.
And when's it going to be available?
Eventually 2013.
2013.
Did you get the name figured out?
The name of the album is going to be called You, Me, and the Sound, which is, this is the title track.
Oh, okay.
Which is the song we're going to be playing, yeah. You, Me, and the Sound. Now, did you write that song?
I was in the band writing the song, the music, yes. I did not write the lyrics.
Who writes the lyrics in the...
Eric writes the lyrics.
Okay, so I like that. I like a singer that writes his lyrics.
All lyrics?
Yeah, but we don't really write songs unless we're all together. Like, we write the music together, and then we kind of let him...
You know why I like that? Because if a guy's singing it, he should be believing in what he's singing. He should be behind
Absolutely.
It.
That's usually... I think your best singers usually write their lyrics.
Yeah. All right, so here we got on the Organized Chaos Radio Show, we have You, Me, and the Sound by Face the King. Check it out.
Comes back around to round.
Face the King.
Yeah, great track, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff, man. So the album, you don't know when it's going to be coming out yet?
No, we will actually be announcing that shortly.
I can't wait. I'll definitely be... I'll actually download it. I'll show you guys some support. I'll download it.
You can donate 1 cent.
I was being a prick before and saying I wasn't going to pay for it, but I
will. You can download it for 1 cent?
Yeah, it's actually on facethekingband.com.
All
right. Yeah, I'm plugging.
Plugging?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Plug crazy.
Anyways, though, on the beginning, the homepage, we actually have a donate button. You can donate what you want. If you are not able to donate, you pay what you want. If you don't want to donate anything, enjoy the song.
Boom. Right. 30 more people just are going to catch wind of that because that's how many followers
30,
I have.
You might get 30 cents by the end of that. It was awesome.
Yeah. At least for me, just from my crazy following alone.
Absolutely. Speaking of plugging, my brother was laughing in my face again because you guys still won't go to Finn's Deli. Yeah. And he's got a good deal. Finn's Deli, my brother's deli, it's located at 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. If you mention that you've heard this plug on the Organized Cast radio show, he will give you a free muffin and coffee or a buttered roll.
Pretty soon we're going to hire someone.
Does that work for me too?
Yeah. You walk into my Finn's Deli and be like, listen, I heard this plug on the Organized Cast radio show.
While I was on it.
Please do it. Don't say while I was just on it.
Whatever. Yeah, why not? He heard about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Fair game. I want a muffin, man.
The website is finsdeli.com. It has the full menus and everything, the catering menus. And find them on Facebook. It's on the Finn's Delicatessen and Caterers. Definitely check it out. And we actually got an email from our buddy Jeannie Powers, who runs a website called Funtasian.com. It's her blog. She's got a new blog up now. It's very funny.
Lovely person.
Yeah, Jeannie's the best. She supports us. And
she does. She's got our backs.
If we had 100 more like Jeannie, it'd be awesome.
It would be cool. I feel like if we were in some sort of an action situation, she would give us information.
Absolutely. She's like the one that feeding information.
Yeah, exactly. Like she would be like our the person that stays off camera, like while we're in, like chasing down the bad guys.
She's feeding us info, like turn left, definitely. Turn right. Definitely. That's exactly what. And you need a person like that.
Definitely.
She sent me this clipping from a newspaper, which if you know, if anybody questions, if on the fence about Muslims being weird people or just being crazy people.
Well, let's say different.
Different. This might different. This They're might set different. It off for you. Egyptian husbands will soon be legally allowed to have sex with their dead wives for up to 6 hours after their death.
Wow.
That's
a long time.
Yeah. The controversial law is part of a raft of measures being introduced by the Islamist-dominated parliament.
Well, you know what? That gives you plenty of time to mourn. And then, you know what I mean?
Mournication.
Mournication. So you could have sex with your dead wife.
Sure.
For up to 6 hours after. Like, you know, but who's keeping the timetable on this? Like, that's
a good question.
You gotta set an egg timer.
You gotta phone it in. Listen, she just died.
Good question.
I'm gonna go to start going to town on this right now.
Start going to town on
this. It's like Double Dare though.
Like, who
you gotta do it before the buzzer goes.
You know what this reminds me of on Sons of Anarchy? Tig. In the first and second season, he was talking about how he likes to have sex with dead women. Because it's cold. And he's like, oh, it's fucking cold. It's nice. This is a sick
thing. Everybody has their things, you know? I don't want to judge.
It's like the last send off. I don't want to judge. You know.
Yeah, it's okay.
But what is it like, your wife now is dead, that you have to have sex with her? Why do you have to do that?
Well, you know.
Because she can't say no now.
Exactly. I was going to say.
His wife has been denying him.
I guess
for
I'm not
years.
Married, so I don't know that. Bill would be the expert on that because Bill's married.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, well, 6 hours just seems like a long time. It's just, I'm not against it.
You're not against it. So
no, yeah, you know, fuck them. Let them if they're dead. You know, that's fine. And you want to do that? That's your wife. You know, you guys. I feel like you're in that.
Is death do you part? So you're parted at that point. So is that like, you know?
Oh yeah, that's right. Is that rape at that point?
I don't know. No, not in Egypt because I don't think they have that. Death do you part? I think they wait for you forever or some shit like that. I don't know how Egypt. That's the craziest shit though. Like. Who's behind that law?
Yeah, that's crazy. First of all, there was a guy that complained. I was like, listen. It was only 6 hours. You know what I mean? He was pissed, and he went to Parliament.
The
7th
hour is creepy, I guess.
He has a very good point. We have to get back to you on that.
All of a sudden, they dropped the law. That's crazy.
That's crazy shit. It really is crazy shit.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jeannie.
That's good. Jeannie, she, you know what? I love Jeannie. She finds these things. It's amazing how, you know, I would never know.
She's looking. No, we were lazy.
The law before was actually 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Some guy came, he was like, I was at the mall.
I was, yeah.
For 5 hours.
Listen, I came
only
home.
Had an hour.
I came
it's
home.
It's Muharram.
I didn't know what to do.
Right in the middle of Muharram. I don't even know that's a Muslim.
Makram.
I hope I don't insult anybody there.
It's okay.
You know, get over it. Forgive me.
You know what I did actually? Remember last week we were playing around with the clips and you said how similar my aunt sounded to my mother?
Yeah.
I actually did a little mashup.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
I did a mashup. Here
good,
it is.
Good.
Here it is. It's called my Ags Mom Mix because I call my Aunt Angie my Aunt Ags. And I did a little mashup and...
I'm excited.
This should be good. You ready to hear it?
Yeah, I like your mashups.
All right. The mics are on, so don't talk.
All right. Yeah. I might laugh.
We can laugh.
Yeah, that's funny already.
God damn it. Somebody give me a goddamn fucking crap.
What do you mean your frying pan? Nothing in this fucking house is yours. It's mine.
What the hell happened here? I cook it for 5 days and I don't get a goddamn crap.
I use whatever freaking frying pan I want to use. I buy everything around here, not you.
That stupid bastards. Get the hell out of here now.
Your frying pan. Ain't that the shit? Your frying pan. I'll give you the frying pan. You get out, I'll give you the frying pan.
You son of a bitch. You fucking ass.
Such a pain in the ass, Anthony. Go bother somebody else.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. You should have faded out a little bit. That was funny.
I should have. I was being professional.
Yeah. No. You went right back into it, but that's funny. You know, that's what I wanted.
I did a little measure for you. I did that for you.
So they're sisters?
They're sisters, yeah. They sound alike, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely
do. Joey remembers when I had my old radio show, my mother calling and everything like that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. That's my next thing. I want
to
get some of those.
I remember having to drive to New Rochelle also to do that.
Well, that was with Jimmy. We did that show. Joey drove up to New Rochelle when he got kicked out of the Mercurial. We badmouthed his old band for a while.
Oh, you got kicked out?
Yeah, it's the biggest mistake they ever made. Let me tell you something. I'm not Face the King.
How do you get exiled from the band?
Face the King.
Can't handle me. I'm awesome.
The band he's in right now, awesome. Face the King, is amazing. This band, I think, could have been as good as this band is now. You guys didn't have the chance to get that good. You were good, but I mean, talk about like now what you're doing with Face the King now. It's really like as far because I don't know anything about music, but
it's other levely.
Yeah, they were getting there, and I think it was stupid. They were young. It was stupid shit. But
creative differences.
Nah, well, it was creative differences, but it was.
That's what everybody says.
Well, finally, I'm playing the music that I want to be playing now. What I kind of always dreamed of.
Was that part of the problem in that band? Like,
yeah, I mean. It got to a certain point. Like, I mean, I really loved that band when I joined it, and I loved it through, you know, it was a huge part of me through almost all of it until it became really turned into dance rock, and
yeah,
you know, watching me dance is awful. So I couldn't.
You know. Oh man, it wasn't just music. It was just
it became too much of a novelty for me to really keep my heart in it and. I mean, the music that I'm playing now to me is—it's all heartfelt. It's truthful. It's honest. It's not four guys in a room or just trying to make it.
It's not a product.
We're playing the music that we love to play for nobody else really but ourselves. Obviously, when we write a song, we certainly have the fan in mind because you know we have a certain sound that we have, and you know fans like us for a specific. Sound a specific reason and for who we are as people. I mean,
that's tough because are you making a product or are you making art? You know what I mean?
This is our art. This is our, I guess, you know, for all the bullshit you deal with all day.
That's what I mean.
You know, this is what we get to take it out on and we write stuff and you hear it and, you know, you hopefully by the end of a show, you've probably felt every emotion you could possibly feel and that's what we want. We want people to, you know, I mean, my ultimate goal in music is to have people get something positive out of something that I created.
And, yeah, see, that's the same with the comedy.
It's a good comedy. I mean, everybody wants to make it.
As far
as like.
You get to do it a lot cooler, though. You get to talk about dick and balls.
Well, sometimes.
You know what, though? You know what's funny, though? Everybody that is not a musician wants to be a musician. Like, there's like a way around. Like, you look at like Hollywood, like, everybody that's actors, they want to be in bands. Everybody that's a musician wants to be an actor. I mean, I feel it's that way. Like, you know, I wish I could. Play an instrument. I always wanted to be an instrument.
I sing okay.
Skin flute player. Skin flute player.
I knew what he meant.
Yeah, way to fuck up the insult. Yeah.
It's cool. Well,
no, I'm very good at skin flute.
Skin no. flautist.
That would make me a multi-instrumentalist.
You play jazz flute?
Yes, flute.
You would play the jazz flute.
No, like, you know, and I guess I always wanted to be in a band and everything, but I guess same thing with comedy. Like, you want to be doing something that
stirs people.
Yeah, and other people are like, you know, okay, I can't do that. Like, this, you know, you want to be a, you know, you want to do a hacky stuff. You want to, this is going to be obvious, make people laugh. Yeah, you get laughs, you get this, but, you know, you don't feel like you write a good joke. You know, it's like, you know, wow, no one else is doing that. It takes a different turn. You're like, wow, like, you know, or like the truthful stuff. Like,
that was Carlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a whole bunch of guys, but yeah, that's that what they have in common.
Like, the funny, I find the comedians I like is like when comedy comes from inside, like, you know, pain or joy or anything like that, you can turn it into like funny. Like, Dane Cook's one of my favorite comedians, and not from his early stuff. And from Isolated Incident, he's talking about, like, you know.
Now you turned me on to that, actually. Yeah, I was off the Dane Cook.
So he's talking about hanging himself with tinsel?
Yeah. He's hilarious. Like, you know. Yeah. And he's talking about, really, like, good. He's talking about, like, becoming famous. And all of a sudden, like, everybody loved him and everybody hated him. Like, he would, like, look up his name and it was, like, 800 websites that he should die.
It was great. Yeah.
Anonymous.
I like that.
Great name.
Yeah. Great that, name. And that's what I love, because, like, he was, like, the whole thing about Anonymous is, like, he takes the low road. He's like, oh no, I took the low road there. Like, this guy Anonymous, like, sent him an email saying, like, that he was glad that his parents died so they'd have to see what a fucking, like, you know, that he was an asshole, all this shit. Then
we should play it, one of these. Or can we?
No, yeah,
we
can't
play
we
it. Can do whatever the fuck I want. They'll, like, come after us with lawyers.
I do what I want on this show. Hey, Tommy always goes, Tommy's like, how do you play that intro? I'm like, I just play it.
I said, I just play it.
Fucking, if they come after me, they come after me. What, like, someone's going to sue me for what? My minivan? Take it. Good. Needs a new catalytic converter. Fucking take it.
You're funny, man. Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like if it came to that point, you know,
I'll play something else. Like, you know, like, it comes to that, I get a
warning. Or do you stop playing your music? Or, you know,
I'm coming after you.
You said I got, first of all, I keep the shit you send me that I can.
I'm not coming after you.
I was
going to
say that, too.
I got an email from Face saying, hey, play this a lot.
So many times.
We use, you mean the sound as our outro?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I
know. End every episode with that.
Didn't we already play that song?
No. Yeah, we did. The Burning and the Falling Down. We used this very.
It's very redundant show now.
Yeah, it's the same song 300 times. Just played it over again.
And this guy said he was a pro.
No, we used it as our outro. I mean, that's my favorite song by you guys.
Thank you.
I don't know what it reminds me of, like, the music and the.
Yeah, the beginning is cool.
We hope the music's what you like about the song.
You know what I meant.
You're welcome. Hey, music's not bad.
I like the music. I like the music and the music.
Music's swell.
The music and your music is great. You know what I like about your song? It's got music.
Holy instruments and stuff.
So many bands right now are missing music.
My favorite part of the lyrics are the words.
Yeah. Words.
You got these things called lyrics and musics and sounds, and it's blowing my mind. Let's give Face the King another couple of plugs here. Their website is facethekingband.com. Find them on Facebook, facebook.com/facetheking. And they're on Twitter at facetheking. Any local shows that you could talk about?
Or that you want to plug?
You want to plug?
We got something big coming up. That's all I can really kind of say about it right now.
Keep to those.
It's coming. It's big.
It's really
so
big.
So follow them on Twitter. Get on their website and keep checking it, because I got a big announcement coming up.
You're going to miss it if you don't check.
If you miss it, you're going to want to be mad.
It's humongous.
If you miss the announcement, if you check our page the next day, it's likely still going to be there.
It'll be there, but just keep, you know,
you gotta jump on it.
And when it's announced, we'll announce it here also, because we're big fans of what they're doing.
It's huge.
So big.
It's big. It's bigger.
It's bigger than all of us. It's
bigger than all of us combined. It's going to be amazing. As he actually told me about it. I can't say it, but it's going to be big.
No, I just. So big.
I have inside information.
Oh, shit.
That's right. That's how I roll.
I know that's how you roll.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
I know.
I'm still pissed off by those fuck faces in here before. I'm still thinking about it.
Can I have 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes. I got to do my show.
They
were talking about Honey Boo Boo in here before.
I couldn't find the
Remember that? Like, what's Honey Boo Boo? It's a white trash name for a white trash girl. Honey Boo Boo. Hope they can fucking hear me too. I don't care.
We heard every word.
I get aggravated sometimes. Yeah, you can hear outside. It's not It's not soundproof. They have the one fucking square. Is that going to stop sound?
Yes. Oh, I don't know.
That's why I'm worried about having, like, you know, like people come in here and play instruments. Because you can everybody hear it.
Oh, that's true.
You can hear it in the other room.
We did say we want to do that.
Once we get the studio at Governor's, we'll be out of here. Somebody actually, one of the people that work here came to the show on Friday. And it's like, oh, I heard you trash the school in the first episode. I'm like, I don't like trash it. I'll fucking trash it when I trash it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Pay $10,000. I can do what the fuck I want here. You know, it's like $10,000. I take a dump on the thing I'm talking into.
I paid for it. So
yeah, like, see all these computers? I bought all those computers.
I bought at least one of those Macs.
I bought one of them and some equipment here. New table I bought.
It definitely paid for some cables in this bitch.
That's right. I'll do what I want. No. I do appreciate them letting us use the studio and everything. They're just busting balls. And
fuck their couch.
Fuck your couch. No, I just, I was just a little pissed off that I had a fucking wait today.
I don't know.
It brought me back to when I was in school here. And there was one fucking girl that used to always use more studio time than she was supposed to. And she would, like, be like, I have to use it.
Well, as comics, we're very sensitive to stage time.
Timing.
Don't go over your goddamn minutes.
It's like that in bands, too. You can't go over, like, a certain time.
Yeah. Yeah, when we used to play, really any battle you play. Well, actually, you know what's better? We played Warped Tour this year. We were so excited. We were like, yes, we won Warped Tour. And it was awesome. And it was the best experience ever. But he was like, all right, so you guys got to be, like, super. You got to get on stage. You got to – first off, when we got on stage, you're like, we got drum set. We got all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. We got on stage. Drum set's just like it's like Braveheart when they separated Mel Gibson to different parts of the concert. We had to find toms. They were somewhere. But he was like, all right. And then you get up stage, right? He gets set up. Got to play 20 minutes. And we're like, okay, that's 4 songs. Now we gotta shuffle and figure out what are we gonna play, what order are we gonna play, and really realistically, how much time is there?
Do you have somebody giving you a light or anything?
No, it was daytime. We're not gonna see it. The sun was giving me light all day. I had a like tuxedo shaped sunburn because I was wearing an obnoxiously deep V that nobody wanted to see me in.
Let me rephrase that. Is somebody like waving to you like when you have like 5 minutes or something like that?
No, not really. At a show like that, this is what's going to happen.
They're going to cut you.
Just cut the power. See?
That happens at open mics sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's bad when it gets to that point.
It was the same thing when we played Uproar this year. It was 20 minutes, get up, play, get the hell off. However, Uproar, they had roadies and they took all of our stuff off and I had no idea where. Cool. I was like, where's my bass?
Well, at least they took it off for you.
Pretty neat, though. That helps. Then that facilitates the time.
Absolutely. It's totally sweet.
That's professional.
That's professional.
That's professional. So I guess because we don't talk enough comedy on this show, don't go over your fucking time.
Yeah. Actually,
you know it's professional?
What?
5-minute radio show before.
What do you mean?
Yeah. 5 more minutes.
Oh, you're going to tell me 5 more minutes. then he had to save something 100 times. I get aggravated. I'm getting aggravated. I missed the Knick game tonight.
Well, I went to the Bobcats. So
your wife texted me that they were losing.
I went to the Knicks game when they blew out the Pistons. It was awesome.
Yeah. When?
I was 2 weeks ago.
You went recently. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, I went to the Knicks Pistons. That was the first Knicks game I ever went to, actually. Isaiah Thomas was playing. And in the game, I think it was Rolando Blackman. He pushed him down to the ground and started kicking him.
That was my dad's favorite Knick, Rolando Blackman.
Oh, yeah?
He hated
really?
Him. Yeah, he hates everybody on the Knicks. He only likes the 1970 Knicks.
No, I think the last,
he
game,
really does.
The last yeah. game I went to before was like the Bulls and Knicks, like exhibition game when I was in like Cub Scouts.
The Knicks are down by 2, 69-67. I gotta win this game.
What quarter?
4:48 in the third.
Oh, pfft.
Yeah, your wife texted me before. She's like, why are we losing?
You know, my wife's very.
You gotta watch out with him texting people that you're in relationships with.
Stop it. Stop it.
Please refer to the
Me and Bill
of
do
the
like
show.
The same kind of women.
Yeah, we have the same kind of taste.
We have the same taste in women. Me and Bill. But, Bill, you want to talk about what you found out this week?
What?
Your little secret?
What's my secret?
Your new secret about your nationality?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I left it all in the car. I'm, she knows, I think.
No, she knows, but no one else knows.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. My sister spent money, and she went to Ancestry.com. She gave him a whole bunch of money. And she spit in a test tube, and they sent her back all this paperwork, basically saying, because we're Puerto Rican, that's who we are, but we're actually not Puerto Rican.
Our ancestry is like from Italy, from Greece, from and Africa.
He's
too.
Black. Bill's black.
Two different parts of Africa.
I had no idea.
Bill's part black. Man.
You're sitting next to a black man.
I'm actually all black.
Holy cow! Did you do ancestry.com?
No, my mom told me.
Oh, there you go.
So does that like change how you look at things now?
Not at all.
Are you going to start using the N-word?
Not at, I.
You can.
I
can
get away with it.
You're black.
I'm 10% black.
You,
according to 5% from Kenya and another 5% so from
you,
somewhere
you
else.
10%, should, that means you can only write like out Tasmania. The first half of N.
Yeah, you should go out and ask people like that are black. Like,
I'm 10%. Is okay if I, you know, maybe if I say it with the A?
Maybe that describes that hair of yours.
You have curly hair.
Yeah,
I thought it was Asian thing. It's not.
No.
There's no Asians anywhere near my family tree, apparently.
No, you're black. Congratulations.
Yep. Black people are in my tree.
So who on whose side, though? Does it say whose side?
It does. She's got to pay extra for that.
Oh, okay.
So
they got to run more tests.
So when you go on this website, they send you a test tube?
They send you a kit. You pay them like a couple of money. Like the only
what do you pay?
I don't know, but it's over $100.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I just want to know where my family's from. Just tell me.
Yeah, well, they supposedly have to get all this information from you. So if they know like your grandfather's date of birth and his grandfather's, the more information they have, the more accurate they can make the.
Right.
And she dug up all this information, gave it all to them, which is basically just I feel like I'm in a database somewhere now. And I can't commit a crime.
So you're Italian. You're Italian. I'm Italian. They say what kind of from Italy? Wait, what part of Italy are you from?
I have it in again. I didn't bring the paperwork. I'll bring it next show.
We'll talk about it next show. That's what we're gonna do next show. And actually, that's all the time we have for this show.
Yep.
There's Joey's song. There he is playing.
Amical.
Is that you?
Follow
Not
me on
yet.
Twitter.
Wait.
Hold
for
on.
It.
Wait for it.
There I am.
There he is. That's Joey right there.
There I am.
All right, so let's give out some plugs. Guys, podcasts are popping up everywhere. And there's another good podcast you guys should check out. It's the Mick and Tommy Show with our good buddies Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith. You can find them on WordPress and iTunes. Definitely check that out. And again, we're Organized Chaos, facebook.com/OrganizedChaosRadio. Follow us on Twitter, OC Radio Gaga. Email us at OrganizedChaosRadio@gmail.com. And check out Face the King. They're playing us out right now.
Yeah, we're closing out with them.
FaceTheKingBand.com. They're on Facebook, Face the King, and their Twitter, @FaceTheKing. Very easy, so you can find them.
Yeah,
they're
look
there.
For them. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah. Joey, we want to thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you very much, you guys. And also thank you to everyone on Twitter who's been showing us a bazillion mentions of support. And it's awesome.
Bazillion mentions of support. They got a lot of support. Throw some our way. All right, we're going to catch you guys next week.
Thanks, man.
Take it easy.